email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
And now the Europa League final is on tonight in Bilbao. There's a lot of talk about it because two Premier League clubs feature in the final, Tottenham Hotspur and Manchester United. Both clubs haven't had a great season domestically. United are 16th, Spurs are 17th. So this is, I suppose, an opportunity to salvage their respective seasons. Whoever wins, basking in Bilbao is our own Brian Kerr, a diehard Spurs fan. It's been 17 years since Spurs have won a trophy. Good afternoon, Brian.
Good afternoon, Ray. A diehard Spurs fan would be a bit of an exaggeration, right? I'd be a Spurs fan, but look, I think everybody knows my first name is St. Patrick's.
Yes, I know.
And I retain an interest in Spurs.
Okay, right.
It wasn't because they got to the final that I'm here. It was myself and my friend Johnny Fallon. We booked to come here about 3 months ago, irrespective of who was in the final.
Right.
Because I actually missed the final in Dublin last year. I was working on it. Like Con Hulan said, he missed Italia 90 because he was in Italy. I missed the Europa League final because
I
was working a Virgin TV in the studio.
Yes.
But anyway,
Con Hulan would be 100 this year if he was still alive?
He was a great man and was privileged to have a bit of time with him in his company.
Great writer.
Many a night and in Chicago when he drank a brandy and milk,
right,
and I drank a Coke. But he was a great man.
I love the detail. So you were going there irrespective, but it's a nice coincidence that Spurs are in the final and you are a fan. How many thousand can the stadium hold?
I think it's about 60,000
right.
San Mamés. And I'm not far away from at the moment. We're in the hotel just about 10 minutes up the road. Beautiful stadium. I was in Bilbao before a few years ago. I was not actually at a match, but I was here. And the stadium is beautiful looking stadium. The architecture from the outside is sensational looking. It kind of fits in with the Guggenheim Museum down the road a bit as well.
Yeah.
But it's a lovely stadium. I think each club has got 15,000 tickets. But there's thousands of people here with no tickets, chasing and tickets from what we saw around the streets in the last couple of days.
Yeah, and just for people who don't follow football, the Europa League is the second tier to the Champions League.
Yeah, second. It's the usually teams that finish a bit further down the table. Like Spurs finished fifth last year, which didn't qualify them for the Champions League.
Yeah.
This year it would if you finish fifth in the Premier League. So it's usually teams that finish just outside the places that are reserved for teams in Champions League. Like England will get, I think, 5 or 6 places this year in the Champions League. You know, Germany would normally get 3 or 4. Italy the same, around that 3 or 4. France one less, maybe 3. And so on. So these are the Europa League. But there was a time when teams got knocked out in the group stages of the Champions League, they dropped down into the Europa League. That has stopped happening. And I think the competition is of lesser quality
because of them. Yes,
I mean, look where Spurs and Manchester United are in the moment in the table in 16, 17 position. It reflects that they're probably two of the worst teams that have ever got to the final.
And Brian, is that fair then? Because whoever wins tonight, as well as the kudos tonight and the trophy, which is the heaviest UEFA trophy, there's another bit of information for you. But they qualify for next year's Champions League. Is that fair, do you think?
Yeah, it's probably not fair. But, you know, they both earned the right to be in this competition by their performances last season.
Yes.
Spurs were fifth in the league under Postecoglou, and Manchester United won the cup last season. So they qualified for Europa League through that way. So they both deserve to be in the competition this year. And they've come out on top. And Manchester United did really well to beat Bilbao, who could have been at home in the final tonight. They did really well to beat them 7-1 on aggregate. Brilliant performance. The Spurs did, you know, beat Bodo Glimt, the Norwegian team, in the end, the semi-final. But they had beaten Eintracht Frankfurt, who would be about fourth, I think, in the German league, third or fourth in the German league. So that was a good win. But they, you know, they both earned the right. It's been a long path to the final. But given the Premier League teams with huge budgets and wages that they're able to pay players, they they should be be getting to the final. But both of them have had disastrous seasons domestically this season. They need a win tonight to rescue the season, and they need a win to be in European football for next season,
because
the winner will make it.
Yes.
The loser won't be in European football next year in any form, and they won't have, they'll be losing the income from that. It's reputedly worth $100 million for a team to be in the Champions League next year
from the games, so the
winner takes all.
You mentioned the Spurs manager, Ange Postecoglou. So somebody mentioned that he's either going to be a hero or a clown, and he didn't take too kindly to being called a clown, and this is his reaction.
I'll tell you one thing, irrespective of tomorrow, I'm not a clown. I never will be, mate. And you're really disappointed that you would use such terminology about a person who, for 26 years, without any favours from anyone, has worked his way to be in a position where he's leading out a club in a European major competition, for you to suggest that somehow us not being successful means that I'm a clown. Not really sure how to answer that question.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, Ray, that was in response to a newspaper man who asked him that question yesterday, and he had written that at some stage, and Ange, you know, retained it and was waiting on his moment to have a go at him. You know? And I think he was right. He can be spiky at times. He's obviously, as the season's gotten on, he's got more and more sick. They've lost 21 games in the league, and he... You know, he did say that he always wins a trophy in the second year with clubs, and he's kind of retained that position. So if he gets the win tonight, he'd be able to kind of have a good laugh and smile and maybe give a few people the finger, Stephen, if he does it. But he still might lose his job at Tottenham, which might seem a bit odd if they win.
Yeah.
But both managers are under pressure, but he's under probably a bit more. In the Amorim only came in during the season.
Is the Manchester United manager, yeah.
Manager, yeah. And he's accepted that there has been some improvements at Manchester United, even though it's not been dramatic. But I'll tell you one thing, Ray. It's a funny situation, meeting supporters from the two clubs here. It's very unusual. You're meeting supporters of clubs, and both sets of supporters are confident their team won't win tonight.
No, I said, but it's interesting you say that, because Gary Neville, who's a former Manchester United player, has said that man for man, Spurs are better in every position. He said he wouldn't put any of the Man United players on a Spurs team to improve it. I think that's how he put it.
I wouldn't agree with him with that. Yeah. I think there are Spurs supporters who would nearly say the same thing,
they
wouldn't put many of their players ahead of the Manchester United players individually. Yeah, there's maybe if Son was at his best and fittest, he's a really good player. I mean, both teams have very good individual players. Garnacho is a really dangerous player for Manchester United. But Bruno Fernandes has had a smashing season again for Manchester United, the Manchester United captain. Yeah, he's had days where he hasn't been great, and some people don't like his body language. But as a player, he's scored goals and made goals. And he's a really good player. Casemiro is back in form. Casemiro, I read, has played in 19 finals and won them all.
Right.
He's a Brazilian midfield player. So that's a bad omen for Spurs, good for United. But Spurs have some good players. I think the centre-back, Mickey van de Ven, is a very good player. The full-back, Udogie on the left, is a good player. Bentancur. But both teams have dodgy goalkeepers. Vicario for Spurs and Onana for Manchester United. Maybe one of them have a great game tonight and win the
prove
cup for
wrong.
Their team. But it's a really, really hard one to call. And as I said, both sets of support, neither set of supporters
are confident.
Particularly confident.
But there's an awful lot at stake, which is great. And there's no, obviously, there's no UK interest in the Champions League. Arsenal were knocked out. That's why it's such a spectacle this year, and we're talking about it, whereas we wouldn't have been talking about it in previous years. You know, people who aren't on the sports programmes, that's what I'm saying.
I suppose two English teams, I mean, both clubs would have a huge Irish support.
Yes.
Manchester United, more so traditionally with Irish people, but there's plenty of sports Irish support as well. Now it's unusual to teams from the same country in this final. But I think it's happened in the past with Spanish teams. I think there's been the occasions when there's to the same country. But it is unusual, two English teams in the final. That's brought huge attention. and huge awkwardness for them all to try and get here.
Yeah, and that's the thing.
I've heard of people flying to all sorts of mad places and then getting another flight and getting buses and some fellas coming on the boat and on a bus from London and all sorts of stuff. So, yeah, it's not been easy for them to get here, and they've spent an awful lot of money to make it. So there could be huge there will be huge disappointment for one or the other team tonight, whichever team loses. I mean, Manchester United are the record, Ray, you know, they usually win finals. The Spurs haven't won a final since 2008, the League Cup final.
Yeah, that
was the last time. Since then, I think they've lost 5 semi-finals and 4 finals in different competitions.
Yeah.
Whereas Manchester United won loads of stuff since that time. They've won, you know, Champions League, they've won Premier Leagues, League Cups, FA Cups, World Club Cup. So they have a tradition of winning.
They know to win.
Unlike Tottenham. So they should be favourites for tonight, in my view.
Brian, before we let you go, because you can get the ferry now to Bilbao, would you recommend it as a city?
Oh, it's a beautiful place.
Yeah.
Beautiful place. Great. Lovely, lovely atmosphere. Nice and tight and compact, I'd say. And a great sense of culture about it. And kind of a bit different from other parts of Spain that a lot of Irish people go, you know, to say Barcelona and the touristy places.
Yeah.
It's definitely Basque and slightly different language, and even the writing around the places and names are different. There's a lot of X's and names. But lovely, lovely, lovely city.
Okay.
So I highly recommend it.
Right.
By boat or plane. I'd say plane a bit easier.
Yeah.
If you want to take the boat, away you go.
Yeah. Have you done a travel programme before, Brian?
But I've been in a few places that probably a lot of people didn't get to. A lot of people didn't get to the Faroes yet, even though I recommended it 15 years ago.
Listen, enjoy tonight and enjoy Bilbao. Thanks, Brian Kerr. Thank you. Thanks.
Thanks, Ray. See you. Bye-bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.